There's a thousand ways to die in a war zone.
You have to trust a man beside you. And he has to trust you.
Delta is the best company in the battalion.
Major Smith is tough as they say.
I should be in command of other professionals.
I see you brought your tortoise, Murray.
He's my mate.
Yet I find myself here, breastfeeding a bunch of kids.
All units, prepare for enemy attack.
Artillery have driven the enemy back.
Fire!
And now we're going after him. At long term.
Just your typical shoot and scoot. We're not going to find anything.
With any luck, Lieutenant.
How are you, Darren?
Yeah, good, mate. Nice to talk to you again.
So when you got attached to this, did you know much about the story before?
Oh, not as much as most, mate. The name Long Tan, you know, resonated with me. Everyone knows Long Tan, but I didn't know the details. I mean, yeah. The Vietnam War, and I had my own sort of, understanding of the Vietnam War, and I knew there was a great battle, but I didn't know any of the specifics of it. So it was a bit of an education for me. Yeah, it was fascinating. And also then realizing that, doing some research on the guy that you're playing and the actual details of that battle and his part in it was really interesting.
Were you given like a few pages of documentation about Frank, or did you go in and do some research yourself?
Yeah, no, I got some information and spoke to all the producers and the director and got some written information and did my own research on it. And it was interesting because a lot of it was his sensibility was captured in the script, I think. I mean, the guy was the flight lieutenant, but he was also the commander of the helicopter detachment. And as you know, he participated in the ammo drop and then basically put up his middle finger to the top brass and went into battle on his own accord, which was quite contentious. So there's a larrikin there. Yeah. And that whole larrikin sensibility was in the script, mate. I found it, the comedy was there and the light relief. And so I felt like they got it on a commercial level really well.
Yeah, well, you had one of the best lines in the film.
Yeah, keep telling me that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
You're actually going to a screening tonight, aren't you?
I am, mate, yeah. Yeah, it'll be the first time I've seen it. Yeah. And it was interesting because I knew the part wasn't a massive part, but I knew that it was an important part. And that moment that you're talking about, I spoke to the producers about because, I mean, that's the moment they were looking for. I mean, it was really strategically positioned in the film as not just as a bit of relief, I suppose, for the audience, but also to really show that larrikin spirit, got that bigger sensibility. So we talked about that moment and knew what it needed to be. So it's nice that it came off.
What was your experience like stepping onto that tactical operations set? Because seeing it on screen, it's pretty impressive.
But I haven't been... I haven't experienced anything like that. I mean, I've been on big budget sets before, but nothing with all that fruit, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, it was like you say, it was like a battlefield. And then you've got the rain machines and you've got the wind machines and you've got real helicopters landing. You've got the armored vehicles coming in and out. You've got actors jumping in armored vehicles in mud with rain machines, jumping out of armored vehicles into helicopters, they didn't take off when we were in them, but so it was all on. And then hopping into the studio, which was I hadn't experienced anything like that. I've seen studios that big in America and watched people do things in them, but not being immersed in it myself, where you're in I was in the shell of the Huey, the actual Huey that Frank Riley flew in Long Tan. So they got it from the from an RSL in Queensland, and they brought it over. They brought it to the Gold Coast, and then they put it into a big soundstage, a big studio, and they raised it up on a massive crane, surrounded by huge green screens. And so I was in this shell of the actual Huey that Frank Riley flew.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
With a whole, ammunition kit hanging out at the side, which was being fired by blanks just going on left, right, and centre. With multiple cameras in my face, shooting me and my co-pilot, pretending to be firing missiles and pretending to be hit by bullets and projectiles in battle. It was really really interesting, really technical. Just working out the eye lines, positioning of the eye lines is really important, where we were being hit, having to really capture those reactions too, because it's all done so artificially. So it was that was a fun bit, I found. It was tiring, but it was quite fun and probably one of the most technical shoots I've ever done in my life.
You've been in a lot of things, big screen, small screen. Was this experience, obviously, did you take anything away from it? Like, did you, obviously, you're a seasoned actor, so did you learn things on this that you hadn't done before?
Yeah, I'm always learning stuff. I mean, you're working with people. I suppose that whole bunker scene that you're talking about where, you know, you're in a room with people like Richard Roxburgh and Anthony Hayes and the likes of these guys. And so they're heavy hitters. They're people that I look up to a lot. And watching their process, I always find that fascinating. I always try to... Every set's different, and there's always a different vibe on each set that you're on. But this one was... Everyone was really, so focused. So pro, and they're always pro, but it was all on. So I was just watching their process, and so I suppose I learned a lot from watching the likes of Anthony and Richard. But technically, I suppose, like I said, I learned a lot just having to be consistent just with my eye lines and having to do it in a really small environment. I didn't even think I'd fit into the helicopter, mate. I'm 6'4" and a half. I got the job and I thought, shit, I hope they haven't made the wrong decision. I don't know if I'm going to fit in this bloody thing. Especially when you put it on a helmet. And then I thought, I'm probably going to be crouched over.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did when I turned up to set was go and have a look at the helicopter and hop in to make sure I fit. I actually said to the producer, I said, mate, can you do me a favour? Can you just go and check the dimensions of the cockpit? I said, just to make sure, you may have to put the seat down or you know, reconfigure it so I fit for the shoot. And he laughed. He said, nah, you're fine. So that was pretty funny.
So what was it like working with Kriv? What's his directing style like?
Oh, mate, he's all over it. I mean, because he comes from a crew background and a cinematic background, visually he gets it. You know, he knows exactly what he wants. I mean, I can't imagine how complex that would have been. You know, just raising a helicopter up on a green screen and having to turn it around for different positionings and making sure that you've got your continuity right and on the right side of the line and having to get all that right in the moment. But visually, it's beautiful. I mean, yeah.
It's shot really well.
It's shot beautifully.
I was quite impressed with how the film looked. Last year at Cinefest, I saw your short Payne's Find, which was great. Have you been working on anything else behind the camera recently?
Yeah, I have actually. I mean, I'm finalising a lookbook bible for a 6-part TV series of Payne's Find. So I'm turning it into a series.
Yep.
So I've been working on that for probably before Cinefest last year, probably 8-10 months. I've been working on that. And I'm really, really happy with it. I think it's going to be it's dark, it's heavy, it's unique. It hasn't been done before, but it's taking the central themes of the short and the character and turning into a TV series drama. So
yeah, I'd watch that.
A thriller horror. So that's been fun.
Yeah, so lots of stuff going on. But you'll be at Cinefest again this year?
I will, mate. Yeah, I'll be there and doing some work with the kids too. I'm still the ambassador for Cine Snap, so all their short films, and which I love doing, and I'll be at the director's lunch and the gala. So
chat to you soon. I'll see you down at Cinefest.
All right, thanks for your help, mate. Thanks for your support. See you, Dad.
Cheers, buddy.
This is 4-2. Heavy contact.
Sounds big.
We are being flanked on all sides.
He wants me to target his position.
If you don't drop in the next 30 seconds, we'll all be dead.
We can't allow this.
Major's the commanding officer in the field. He'll make the call.
Call it in.
Fire!
Bob, can you hear me, mate?
I just want to get out of here, get married, and forget all this.
How can we trust you now?
11th platoon is dead.
We're not gonna make it, are we?
No reinforcements available.
You are again ordered to return to base.
We all come back or no one does.
Get us ammo on the choppers now!
You reckon we're gonna get shot down?
Honestly? Yep.
bloody beauty.
Stay strong. Protect your mates.
Your Delta company.